brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio. Radio.
Is about to commence.
Hey, good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460. Carl and the Bot, good morning. It is 7:06 in the morning, October the 30th, and I am not on remote today. I'll talk about that in a second. Our phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Today, I thought I had myself prepared. We got everything ready and to fulfill a bag, feed a family. Well, I got a phone call yesterday afternoon, and they said, you know, we've been listening, and people are getting ready, but this isn't happening till Thursday morning. So, Thursday morning, tomorrow morning, I will be on remote at the Out West Furniture on Eureka Way, and we'll be there to fill a bag and feed a family from one safe place. And you can bring your stuff there. Or if you have a sack load of food, you know, boxes of food or the, canned food, please feel free to bring them down here to the station, 1326 Market Street this morning. And if you are still getting that stuff together and say you're going to stop by, we'll stop by tomorrow morning. We'll be there. Good morning there, Bad Bob.
And good morning. And well, I throw numerous switches and do many, many things here. And, would you like the weather? Would you like to talk to our new Wells Fargo advisor?
Well, you know what I think I'm going to do is I'm going to start off the morning by talking to Carolyn Cooks, our new Wells Fargo advisor, with our Market Minute. Good morning, Carolyn.
Good morning, Carl. The Dow Jones is up 7.5 points at 15,686. The S&P 500 is up a quarter at 1722, and the NASDAQ is down 3 points at 3950. Active stocks today include Nokia, up 24 cents at $7.69, Facebook up 63 cents at $50.03, and stocks of local interest. Reading Bank of Commerce is up 5 cents at $5.50, PG&E is down 4 cents at $42.04, and turning to the bond market, we find the 30-year yielding 3.613 and the 10-year bond yielding 2.494. Gold is up $11.40 at $13.57. Silver is up 52 cents at $23.02, and oil is down 82 cents at $97.37. That's the market for now. This is financial advisor Carolyn Cooks with the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors.
Hey, Carolyn.
CNR.
Hey, Carolyn.
Yes, Carl.
Hey, welcome to the show. And
thank you so much.
You did a great job.
Oh, thank you.
I did a great job. Anyway, have a, you know, good luck, and we'll be looking forward to hearing you again.
Okay, thanks so much.
You bet.
Have a good morning. Bye-bye.
All right. Nice to see those folks down there.
Well, they brought her in, and she's absolutely a really, really nice lady. And,
well, they're all nice.
Well, they all are. But you know what? Here's the other thing. You can be nice, but you're also competent.
Yes.
That's a huge
absolutely.
Thing.
Absolutely.
And they're all very, very competent. What's the weather look like?
Sunny today, a high near 69 degrees, winds about 5 miles an hour, and then calming down. Low tonight around 49, sunny tomorrow, the high again at near 77, so a little bit warmer. And right now in Reading, we have 42 degrees. This weather report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm, friends. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back after these messages. We've got a lot of stuff to talk about today. Local stuff, things in the nationwide. Of course, some more on your health care coverage there. Sebelius, today, is meeting in front of us. She's being questioned, or not questioned, interrogated. No, no, that's not the right word.
Grilled.
Grilled? Well, yeah, that's too. But here's the thing is that, remember, there's Democrats and Republicans on that committee. And when I left, Henry Waxman was telling everybody, I'm from California, was, my gosh, you know what? This woman walks on water and that, you know, well, first of all, they've kind of changed it even away from the rollout to, it's a, you know, what's going on with Obamacare. And so now they're both sides are fighting over if it's good or bad. The big thing is, well, we'll talk about that as soon as we get back. Carl and the Bot, KCNR 1460, we talk about the things that you talk about.
Attention, North State homeowners. Are your utility bills too high? Do you wish there was another option? There is. The Powerhouse Advantage program can instantly reduce your electric bill by as much as 20%. Hi, I'm Bruce Blake, president of Powerhouse Solar. Powerhouse Solar is now installing a state-of-the-art SunPower solar system with no upfront costs, nothing to buy, no maintenance fees, no installation fees. System design, permits, installation, and maintenance are all included. We handle everything for you. There's never been a better time to make the switch to solar. Call today and receive a free custom solar home analysis. To find out more information, call Powerhouse Solar today at 275-5600. Don't wait for those high summer utility bills. Start saving money and upgrade your home to solar today. Call Powerhouse Solar at 275-5600. That's 275-5600. Or visit us on the web at powerhousesolar.com.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Reading Christian School. Located just minutes east of Reading, they offer preschool through 12th grade students a Christ-centered education in academics, athletics, and fine arts, challenging students to develop a lifelong love of learning, to grow in their faith, and to respond to God's call of service. We invite you to consider Reading Christian School, where the curriculum is biblically integrated and the teachers are Christ-like role models. You can learn more at readingchristian.com.
Hi, this is Michael from Hokama Sewing and Vacuum Center. Now is your chance to get the performance and quality of a Recar vacuum for as little as $199. But don't be fooled. These powerful vacuums do much more than save you money. A Recar vacuum easily removes the deep down dirt that causes your carpet to wear prematurely. And with their quality construction, Recar is good for the environment. Many of your neighbors will have added two or three vacuums to the landfill while your Recar is still working hard. Hurry into Hokama Sewing and Vacuum Center, located at 2736 Ticelli Lane in Reading.
Extreme Hobbies is your number one source for electric and nitro RC car parts. Their new retail store is now open in the Mission Square Shopping Center on Bocelli Lane. With the holidays right around the corner, now's the perfect time to stop by Extreme Hobbies and check out the best selection of RC cars, trucks, and parts. And don't forget about the new quad rotor helicopters, perfect for flying indoors or outside on a sunny Reading day. Give them a call at 355-2520. Extreme Hobbies, where the customer is number one.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to KCNR 1460. I'm here this morning. How about you? 7:13. It's a beautiful 30th.
You're looking pretty hot.
Oh, my gosh. Well, you know, let me tell you something. You know,
welcome back to Free Fire Radio.
Yes, KCNR 1460. I have to share with you. You know, so those people who are running businesses and you get mad if somebody comes in late, I would have been on time. However, the arms came down and the lights were flashing, thus a very long train downtown. And I was listening to you do, you and Bob do the come out with our new Wells Fargo advisor as I was screaming to myself in the car that I'm on my way. But anyway, so.
It doesn't work in both directions, I'm sad to say.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Well, I find that if I go up on Eureka, I can go on the bridge over.
Yeah.
You know, but I didn't, you know when it's going to hit, so.
It's always a surprise when it's coming through town. I mean, it's kind of, sometimes, you know, within an hour or something. Hey, I already said we're not out at Out West Furniture. Be there tomorrow. And today we're, you know, we've got an interesting show today. We're going to have, a doctor on from, MD Imaging with Linda to talk about, the 3D imaging and the fact that, you know, during the, for the Breast Cancer Awareness Day, Linda had a 3D imaging during the summer.
Absolutely. And the radiologist, who's specialized. I mean, just going to have some, a lovely conversation. I think that will be, you never can learn too much. And also when we're, you know, kind of just shift gears. So that's happening this morning. But, go ahead.
But first, Riverja and Soma and Soma Vineyards lost this case against the county.
Oh, dear.
The judge acknowledged that while Anselmo had suffered hardships, but he could find no evidence of malicious intent. He could find nothing that says that, you know, even though that the Anselmo had said, and his lawyers had said, is that, hey, look, we're getting hit here on all these different levels because I didn't roll over for what the county wanted, and it went on from there. But the judge ruled, well, yes, there was these things that had happened, there was nothing, he could not prove that there was a direct connection there. So RC lost that case. He's also, the other case is going back, I think, down here to the county. So, he is, I know after talking to him is that he's, you know, looking into the thing, he's looking into, just continuing to move forward, that he felt, and he still believes that his rights were trampled all over by the county. Since this whole thing has started, one of the supervisors, of course, didn't run again, and, one of the main, people in the suits has retired. And so it's close to being over. And now, so what happens after that? Does the county have him tear down the buildings? Or what happens? I don't think it's a secret to, say is that he's, Anselmo is taking a good look at what he wants to do here. He's spent a lot of money in this county. He's paid a lot of taxes. He's done a number of things here that are good for the county. Including employing a whole lot of people. And building an absolutely fabulously beautiful place, an outstanding restaurant, and nobody disagrees with that, and a truly a spot of beauty here in the North State with his vineyards up there. I guess the question is now is what happens next?
You know, this reminds me, I'm sure for many people, as information is passed, you know, you conjure up maybe memories or ideas or thoughts, or visuals, and I'm a very visual person. This story reminds me of a little boy who has a dream and builds his dream on his land the way he wants to build his dream with his castle and his, always wanted to make his own wine and his own olive oil and produce honey and build a chapel and hold weddings and have parties. And then all of a sudden, the king of the land comes in and starts to say, you can't do this, you can't do that, and chops this part of land up and does that, and you're not allowed to do this, you chop away the dreams. Somebody in what we call the big government, the ugly part of government, starts to chop away the dreams of really nothing that's hurting anybody. Somebody's just having a good time living their life out loud.
Well, you know, and it's not saying is that people shouldn't follow the rules. Okay, here's your permit. We followed this from the very beginning and saw the problems he was having. I mean, things that should never happen. Somebody coming out and doing their inspections saying you have to replace this water hose, even though it's a brand new machine because it doesn't meet our specifications. Okay. But then saying, hey, I'll be back. And they're saying that's the only thing that's holding us up is that ice making machine. When will you be back? Well, it can be back tomorrow. And then a week later, after you've been calling, they show back up. And then when they show up and they say, okay, let me mark that off. Oh, look at this. Find something else after making, already doing the inspections. You know, that's just shoddy work. But then when you get into things like, you know, when you try to do something and you run into, obstacles, I guess the bottom line is here's a guy that spent $25 million up here. We've gone through 4 years, maybe five, of litigation that's cost the county hundreds of thousands of dollars. Where along, where at the beginning, did somebody step in? I mean, our county supervisors, somebody, when did somebody step in and say, hey, how can we settle this? And I'm not saying is that Anselmo is the easiest person to talk to. He's not. On the other hand, he's not a fool. He's obviously not a fool. And our supervisors aren't fools. They're very, very bright people. Somewhere along the line, 4 or 5 years ago, this should have been handled. We've got the permit people saying, no, we did put in for permits. And the county's saying, well, you didn't. You know, you started building without them. I mean, there's two sides of the story, but my God, they're not even close. So anyway, county prevailed. Their side of it, they said, was this is what happened, and the judge ruled in their favor. So the question is what happens next? We're going to take a break. We'll be right back after these messages.
With fall looming, it's time to think about controlling rain and wind damage. So when you need to dig it, level it, scrape it, fill it, till it, lift it, load it, move it, or anything else, and you need a tough, dependable tractor. Choose the most versatile tractor on the market, a Kubota tractor from your one-stop tractor shop, Team Power in Reading. Nothing beats the tough dependability of a Kubota. Built with Kubota standards of quality, versatility, and dependability. Powered by Kubota's legendary diesel engine. Matched with quality attachments by Land Pride, the leader in landscape and agri-maintenance equipment, all available to make your tough jobs a whole lot easier. So whether you're digging post holes or preparing for erosion control, call Team Power for all your tractor and attachment needs and keep your equipment running smooth and efficient with Kubota tractors and Land Pride attachments. Whether for sales, parts, or service, it's Team Power on Twin View Boulevard next to Phil's Propeller. Team Power, your locally owned and authorized Kubota and Land Pride parts, sales, and service dealer. Your one-stop tractor shop. 226-922.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
With back to school right around the corner, it's about to get busy, real busy. Who has time for the gym when you're taking the kids here and then there and pretty much anywhere? Well, at Anytime Fitness, you can work out around any schedule. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. Don't wait till school starts to get back in shape. Sign up today and get your first month free for a limited time. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. So go to the friendly, clean, and convenient gym on your time. That's Anytime. Anytime Fitness in West Reading next to Holiday Market.
In the 40s, Reading Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Reading Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have we. Through the decades, we have served Reading with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism we would expect for our own families. When you need to get to or from the airport to the train station, perhaps, we're there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Reading Yellow Cab at 222-1234, and we'll be there for you.
Hey, football fans, Nate Abarea here. It's that time of the year. The helmets are strapped, the lights are on, and high school football is back on your radio. We'll be bringing you local gridiron action all season long with live game broadcasts from all around the North State. It's Friday Night Football right here on KCNR 1460, the pulse of Shasta County and Reading's new home for high school football.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl in the bot, good morning.
You know,
7:24 in the morning, 530-605-4567.
Don't you think that would be like, you know how when you pick out a song that would be a call, like a ringtone, or a song to wake you up with your alarm? That might be cool. It goes, so you know, oh, I gotta get up.
Here it comes.
Dun, 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 dun. And you're like, oh, okay, it's gonna be a great day.
She did the squeal, Carl.
I didn't mean to.
She did the squeal.
I don't know.
I can't even duplicate that. It'd be like trying to sing like James Brown.
Well, what you have to do is capture that. Let's capture that. Capture this minute, and then we'll play it back at times. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Our friends there. You know, 42 degrees. Espresso Joe's has got the coffee, and it doesn't cost you an arm and a leg. They've got it all, and then they've got special for the holidays: pumpkin latte and all those. And walk next door and to the finest walk-in humidor in the state, and they will meet or beat any tobacco prices in town. Veterans always get discounts at Tobacco and Brew. Our friends down there, Joe and Shelley, who support our community, I give them a big shout out all the time. So Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Peggy Noonan wrote an article in the Wall Street Journal on Obamacare. And one part of it is, it says we're the most technologically adept nation in the world. You know, we invent these things and we can't roll this out after 3.5 years. I guess the question is not so much if the website is screwed up, which it is. I mean, I think everybody agrees on that. But what happens after the website? If the website is messed up, what about everything that goes along with it? Say once you can eventually get into the website, and they'll eventually fix it, it could take a long time. And I think they've just extended it out some. But so somebody finally swallows his pride and says, okay, look, we're going to take another year at this. But, one of the things that I found, one of the telling statements was from Bill Daley, who is the former chief of staff of President Obama, who said on CBS this morning, admitted the scale of the problem. Asked whether Kathleen Sebelius should be fired. He said, to me, that's kind of like firing Captain Smith on the Titanic after it hit the iceberg. The Titanic. The Titanic. Now, that's kind of scary. And, really, what it was a candid statement. But the Titanic, here's the difference. The Titanic had 3 good days, and Smith went down with the ship. So when you start talking about, we don't know what's going to happen, even if it does work. We already know that hundreds of thousands of small businesses are getting their insurance canceled. And as they point out, it's not Obamacare's not doing it. Well, the insurance agencies are doing it because it doesn't meet the requirements. Sebelius said today, she's appearing in front of Congress, and that's, what? Have you ever heard of the term goat rope?
I was watching it this morning before I left. Go ahead and continue your thought because I want to weigh in on what I saw.
Herding cats, a goat rope. What's the guy call it the other day? Monkey court? Okay. And this is both sides. I can say that. I mean, both of them. But here she is saying is that, this is much better. You know what? If you have to get your insurance replaced, it's because it doesn't meet the government standard. Well, what if you don't want everything that's in that government standard? What if you don't believe in abortion? But now you're going to have to take that. You're going to have to pay for that, pay for abortions. Are you going to have to pay for transgender operations? Are you going to have to pay for this? I don't want to pay for birth control in my insurance plan, okay? Frankly, Linda and I are not planning on having a child. So why should I have to pay for health insurance for that? I mean, should women pay more than men? No. But on the other hand, if a person has, has more maladies than another person, should they pay more? I'm not saying women have more maladies, but I mean, if there is more doctor's visits for women and more tests and more treatments, should women pay more? Well, or is it by each one of the procedures?
There's two things that come to mind here, and I'm sure the listeners are thinking the same thing. In fact, we were at an event, I think, the other night. Somebody really put it beautifully that, if you were to try to forecast the way that this is going to go, it's such a cluster bomb, if you know what I mean, that after a while, people will be so exhausted with trying to work the system, the failure of the system, that with the new election coming along, someone's going to say, I am going to save you. Let's do one care system throughout the United States.
Let's just put everybody on Medicare.
People will go, oh, my my God, you saved us and we don't have to worry about it. It's been crazy. And then they'll be, ding, you know, ding, the hero. Ding, ding. And there you go. Ding, ding, ding. It's been working for
everybody,
years.
They're going to do the single thing, the single payer, the whole thing. It'll go to Medicare. Hey, look, it is so screwed up. This is Mark Beecham. Mark Beecham was talking about this the other night.
Oh, okay. But let me tell you what I saw this morning while we were watching, like you said, the Dems and the Republicans. When they were asking, you know, the responsibility of Spielis, then it came down to every time a Democrat would ask her a question, they could not hold back from dinging the GOPs. Oh, this is like the Wizard of Oz, and I'm in Oz because this is like, you know, the GOP party. Every single one of those Dems took a swag or took a whatever you want to call it, to the GOPs. And not one of the GOPs did that back to the Dems.
Well,
they asked her direct questions.
Well, it's the whole thing is a mess. But the bottom line is not only is that, to me, one of the important things is that Obama didn't know. Obama did not know, according to his Health and Human Services Secretary Sebelius. He didn't know. A month ahead of time, when they were warned that we're not ready for prime time, the president was not told, and even worse, he did not check. We'll be right back.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar.
Join me, Paul Preston, Monday through Fridays from 10 a.m. to noon for Agenda 21 Radio, right here on KCNR 1460 AM. And visit our website at agenda21radio.com.
At the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, we've heard the old sailor's rhyme, water, water everywhere, but not a drop to drink. That's only a problem if you don't have a water filter. The Patriot carries a full line of Seychelles water purifying and filtration products. From the compact 25-gallon capacity emergency pure water straws to stainless steel personal water filter bottles. Not to mention our popular, top-selling, BPA-free plastic flip-top squeeze bottle filters. Additionally, the Patriot also carries replacement filters and cartridges for your Seychelles product. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to emergency food and supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza next to the Round Table. If you're in Chico, you can find us at 1380 East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Palisadro, we're in the Holiday Market Square. And in Corning, we are in the Olive Tree Plaza, right next to the Safeway. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
Hey, Rick, what are you doing?
Howdy, neighbor. Blowing my leaves into the storm drain.
Well, that's the wrong way to get rid of them. All the neighbors do it. No one's going to care.
Well, no one except for the person that has to unclog the storm drain.
Oh.
Dumping or blowing your leaves in the street will plug our storm drains and can cause flooding when it rains.
How'd you get so smart?
It's true. Leaves and debris plug the storm drains. Pick them up and put them in the green waste bin. This is a public service announcement from Reading Public Works.
Looking for a home? If you are, North Valley Bank wants you to know that we're here to make your home buying process a simple one. We've got a variety of mortgage products to help you. In addition to conventional loans, we have qualified programs available that may allow up to 100% financing. We offer VA, FHA, USDA, and Home Path mortgage loans, and even programs for special properties that might not qualify for traditional financing. We're proud to announce we've extended our offer to waive the credit report fee on all pre-qualified home loan applications through December 31st. Learn more by visiting your local North Valley branch or home loan center today, or give us a call at 1-800-390-8054. Or visit us online at NOVB.com. We have lots of ways to simplify your home buying process. So make us your first choice when buying that new home. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and DeBott, good morning. 42 degrees out there. It's 7:35 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Reading Spray Service. Over 20 years of experience for residential and commercial businesses. Whether you're in need of pest control, weed control, tree spraying, lawn treatments, they can do it. Talk to their people about your lawn. If you're tired of having your lawn look like our lawn, have them come on in there. Give them a call at 530-221-3007, 221-3007, or check out their website, readingspray.com. Good people, and they are, in fact, going to get our lawn ready for spring. You prep us here today. You prep's going to present Bye Bye Birdie.
Don't we need a drum roll?
Nah, okay. There you go.
Yeah. Okay, here's
Romney Clements.
Clements. You can say Clemente.
Yeah, Romney
Clements.
Yeah, okay. The director of the musical this year, right?
Yes, I am the director of the musical this year.
And you've even got a shirt
and
that says
year.
It. And every
yes,
year.
Yes, yeah. Where some of them are, we're sporting our Bye Bye Birdie t-shirts.
Bye Bye Birdie. Let's talk about the cast members here. With us in the house is Josh. Good morning.
Hi.
Christian, good morning.
Good morning.
Jobin. Okay, Jobin. I know that you looked at you and said, what a great name. Jobin, good morning.
Good morning.
And Megan,
good morning.
Okay, so let's talk about your roles. Josh, beginning with you. I know they've got their hands in their pockets. It's like, oh my gosh. But you know what? We're getting you ready because you're now going to be in front of hundreds of people and you're going to be singing, emoting, memorizing. So we start here on radio. Good morning, Josh. Tell us about your role.
I am Conrad Birdie. He's kind of the star of the show, but also kind of the antagonist. So it's kind of, he's very cocky and, but he also has like a lot of like, you know, back stuff going on with him that isn't good. So
he has a backstory.
Yeah. Well.
Okay, we'll come back here closer, Josh. I want to ask you, what's your favorite number that you get to perform in Bye Bye Birdie?
Probably, Honestly Sincere is my first number.
Honestly Sincere. Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go to Christian, because I'm going to ask you all to sing, so I hope your pipes are... Ooh. I know it's morning. They're morning pipes, but... Christian, good morning.
Good morning.
And you play the role of...
Albert Peterson. I'm Conrad's talent manager, and so... I'm also a chronic mama's boy.
Yes.
So
yes.
I'm torn between trying to fulfill my mother's wishes and being successful in the music industry and finding happiness through other avenues.
Oh, okay. That should be fun. That should be. Does he bite his nails and stuff like this? Is he a nervous Nelly?
I am. I'm not sure if he is so much.
Did they typecast?
Yeah, probably.
Oh. Yeah. Okay. Now, what's one of your favorite numbers in the that you perform?
I really like. Put on a happy face.
Oh, that's fabulous. Okay. All right. So, Jobin.
Hi.
Good morning. And what is the role you are playing?
I play Rosie Alvarez, and that's Albert's girlfriend. And she basically, you know, Christian said that Albert's a mama's boy, and that's because Rosie does everything for him. She writes his songs for him. She carries his luggage for him. She basically runs the company for him. But they are together, and Rosie just wants to get Albert out of the business and into college so they can finally live a happy life together.
Now, were you guys pals before this show?
Yeah.
No.
So, you know, being a musical, doing any kind of theater or anything together really does bring close lifetime friendships. Mm-hmm. You know, because it's kind of like once you share the stage together, it's just there's a thing that happens. So I was just wondering, because you guys seem to have this, fun relationship before just here interviewing you. So I didn't know if you were friends before the show.
Oh, definitely.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that sounds great. Now, Megan, and we'll ask you to sing. Do you have a favorite number?
Oh, yeah. I have a song called Spanish Rose.
Oh.
That's a really fun one.
Sounds like you get to be campy in that.
Yeah.
Definitely. Megan, good morning.
Good morning.
And you are playing the role of?
Kim McAfee. I am the lucky girl that gets to kiss Conrad Birdie.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we'll see how that turns out in the show because I have a jealous boyfriend and I am trying to grow up and I just want to be a woman and I'm happy that I get to kiss Conrad, but my boyfriend gets in the way and my family gets in the way, and so it's a fun role.
And your favorite song?
My favorite song is probably How Lovely to Be a Woman. It's a really cute song and it just kind of shows everything about Kim because she's only 15 and she thinks she knows everything about being a woman. So
it's like really typecasting then. So Romney.
Yes.
You know, there are people that, you know, as we're going through this talking about the cast, there may be people that don't realize what Bye Bye Birdie is. I know it's hard to believe.
It is hard to believe.
Because it's been around so long and everything. But what, you know, what's kind of the storyline for Bye
okay,
Bye Birdie?
Okay, well, Bye Bye Birdie is, I guess originally Conrad Birdie was patterned after Conway Twitty. But it's really kind of an Elvis story when Elvis went into the service. So there's this young, hot pop star, Conrad Birdie, who's going into the service. And so his team of people have figured out they're going to send him to Sweet Apple, Ohio, Middle America, and he's going to give one young lucky girl one last kiss before he goes off into the army. And so they go to this small little Midwestern town and basically, you know, turn it upside down, as would happen if a giant star were coming into town.
Now, there's a lot of swooning that goes on in Bye Bye Birdie, right?
Yes, I've told my chorus girls to go home and YouTube Elvis and the Beatles so they can learn how to, you know,
do hyperventilate
and faint. And I've tried to tell them the stories of when my mom saw Elvis in concert and all that stuff, you know, and they just kind of look at me like, who's Elvis?
My head's grown quite a bit since this was all started out.
Well, you know, yeah, and the thing about it, you know, the girl's crying. I mean,
crying.
Tears, hysterically crying because they see this guy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's happened to me a couple times. I understand it, but hey, we're gonna take a quick break. We'll be right back. This is the spring musical or
the fall musical.
Oh, the fall musical.
Yeah.
Of course,
mm-hmm.
It's fall.
Right.
Fall
mm-hmm.
musical. I'm just trying to leap ahead here. Fall musical. It's from U Prep and it's Bye Bye Birdie. And we're going to talk a little bit about how you get tickets and when it's going to start.
All right.
We'll be right back. Carl and the Bot, KCNR 1460.
How lovely to wear mascara and smile a woman's smile. How lovely to have a figure that's round instead of flat. Whenever you hear boys whistle, you're what they're whistling at.
The Dr. Russo Show. Health is more than just a pill. Tune in every Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m.
Exploring the various roads to health with me, Dr. Russo, and my wife, Alexandra. Join us as we discuss physical, mental, spiritual, and environmental well-being. I am a doctor for your health. We look at the whole person, body, mind, spirit, and environment. I believe your health is an interconnected outcome of these four aspects of your life. Our mission is to empower you with knowledge and support so you can begin to heal yourself and not become dependent on prescription pills. We want to help guide you on your journey to true health because your health is in your hands.
The Dr. Russo Show. Health is more than just a pill. Tune in every Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m., or listen on the web at KCNR1460.com. KCNR 1460 AM, community talk radio for the North State. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Visit our model home today in Clover Creek by Palomar Builders, providing the newest technology and energy efficiency, all with open, spacious floor plans. Amenities include granite slab countertops, decorative crown molding, tile floors, stylish kitchens with large islands, amazing master bathrooms, and much more. All homes are built with quality, CertainTeed installation installed by Meeks Lumber and Hardware. Thermally efficient CertainTeed installation is non-corrosive, does not absorb moisture, and provides excellent acoustics. CertainTeed installation is also Green Guard certified, just another outstanding quality amenity you'll find in all the quality built homes in Clover Creek Village by Palomar, including walking trails within the Creek Preserve. With interest rates and prices comparable to that of an older home, contact Lori Stevens of Caldwell Banker CNC Properties for more information. Lori Stevens at 604-5559. Palomar Builders, continuing to provide quality built new homes in our community, now in Clover Creek Village.
This is Ted Lighty at NorCal Firearms Instruction. One of our most popular programs is our 4-hour private group session. This class provides 4 hours of live fire instruction for up to 4 shooters for one low fee. After initial consultation, NFI will design a curriculum specific to your group's skill level, experience, and desired outcomes. Call us today at 999-1822 or visit us on the web at norcalified.com. This is Ted Lighty and I'll see you at the range.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny. My wife Judy and I want to say thank you. Thank you for blessing us with such wonderful friends and business. We love being a part of such a great community here in Shasta County. Every day the people we meet and the chance we have to help each and every one of you makes us proud. We look forward to being there when you need us. Wind or rain, sun or shade. Shasta Gas Propane, family owned, family operated.
For safety, service, and savings, give us a call at 365-3793. And once again, thank you.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bott.
Brush off the clouds and cheer up. Put on a happy face. Take off the gloomy mask of tragedy. It's not your style. You look so good that you'll be glad you decided to smile.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. We're here with the cast from You Prep for Bye Bye Birdie. And we're going to be talking to them. In fact, Megan is who plays...
Kim McAfee.
Plays Kim McAfee. When we were talking about, you know... I was just getting last names, but she, your last name is?
Hoffman.
Hoffman, but your grandmother is?
Lonnie Anderson.
Lonnie Anderson. Now, for those who remember Lonnie Anderson, and there's, in our audience, should remember Lonnie Anderson, WKRP in Cincinnati. Not at the Roxbury. Lonnie, a beautiful, beautiful woman, is your grandmother. But when she heard that you were going to be playing
Kim
in Bye Bye Birdie,
One of her old friends from WKRP is friends with Anne Margaret and was staying with her. So my grandma told him about it and asked if she could tell Anne Margaret. So Anne Margaret sent me a signed picture of her playing Kim that said, "Congratulations on playing Kim. Have a great time." So it was really cool.
Isn't that great?
Yeah.
I was fortunate enough to meet her at an awards presentation. And, of course, she is just beloved by the military. Because of her going to Vietnam, and military loves her, and she made a point of coming over and talking to me, and it was such a nice woman, but what a great talent. So here you are, and so you've got kind of like a direct link into Anne Margaret now, kind of.
I guess so.
Now your grandmother comes up and watches the shows when she can.
Lonnie Anderson. Yeah,
you know, I can't say the word grandmother and Lonnie Anderson. I'm sorry. I won't from now on. So when Lonnie comes up, you know, anyway. Okay, now, Linda, you said something about the songs.
I also wanted to ask the cast members, and they did a show of hands. I believe Josh and Megan raised their hands as far as who is doing sports. While you're doing the musical, you're going to your studies. Megan, you're doing cross country.
Yes.
And what grade are you in?
I'm in 12th grade.
So... Well, your studies are a little lighter on the 12th grade now, no?
These kids.
Not at UPrep.
Oh, not at UPrep. Hey, okay. So, what's your most challenging class?
Probably either AP English or AP Environmental Science.
Okay, so you're doing heavy studies. Yes. You're in cross country. What's your specialty in cross country?
Oh, well, we just run 3.1 miles. So, it's
okay. And then you're just a 3.1 mile. Okay. and timed, I'm sure. And then you've got the leading role in the musical.
Yeah.
How is balancing your life these days?
It's intense. It's a heavy plate, but it's full plate.
And Jobin, what are some of the extracurricular activities that you're doing?
Well, SAT has been taking up a lot of my time.
Yes.
So I have a pretty heavy course load as well. I'm not involved in any sports, but I have the musical. I have this. I'm involved with some other leadership groups and clubs. I'm in Math and Science Club and Interact. So I've been... Yeah, I haven't been getting that much
sleep. And aren't you on, don't you do something with the
that's education? Right. Yeah, I'm a student board member on the Shasta County Board of Education.
You know, what we seem to forget here, or one may forget, I'm just, you know, is that UPrep is such a school of excellence, academic excellence, that we forget, you know, we think about high school and, your senior year, you're hardly there. Well, not these kids. No. So we're talking about upfront and present at all times. Yes. Let's go into Christian. What are some of your extracurricular activities besides the musical and school?
Girls are taking a lot of time.
Stick with school.
Okay. Thank you for that.
Education will always be there.
Okay.
Okay, you had your chance. And not only did it go out all over the world because we stream, but we've saved every one of these shows.
No, that's so just to let me know they're still kids.
Point, yeah, they'll come back.
I won't redeem myself.
Josh. Okay, Josh.
I'm on the football team, so it's just been a hassle. Like, because usually you can't do musical and football at the same time, so I've just been having to work with my football coach and everything and split the time in half, and then also I just have a job and that type of stuff. So,
well, you know, Christian's or Josh is a pretty big guy, so you know, for you prep, you probably have the defensive line, even though you're not that big. So I imagine the coach will find a spot to let you move in and out of there.
Yeah,
you know what, it's really, you know, we really enjoy these. You know, Romney, you have a good time with this.
Oh yeah, no, it's great. You know, these kids right here, these are my four seniors. I've been with these kids. Jobin and Megan have been in the musical since they were in sixth grade. Christian since, ninth grade, and Josh just joined U Prep last year, and so he's been involved these 2 years, but I feel I have such a connection and such a relationship with these kids. They've been a part of everything for so long that, you know, it's not only do I get to go direct a great group of kids, but, you know, they're my kids.
Well, that's, you know what, that's the way to be. And you know what, and you can tell that by the way that they respond to you. You know, we're going to take a real quick break, and we're going to come back. You're all going to sing, and we're going to say how we can get tickets and say goodbye.
Great.
And the dates, everything.
Great.
We'll be right back. Carl and DeBott, KCNR, 1460.
Clover Fire was devastating for many. Haven Humane Society was there to help. In cooperation with the Shasta County Sheriff's Office, we responded to the area and were able to evacuate over 100 animals and help dozens more in the fire area remain safe until their family was able to return. We want to thank this wonderful community. Without their support and donations, we would not have been able to help. Our best wishes go to the fire victims and their families, two and four-legged. With your continued support, we will be ready to once again help our neighbors if the need arises. Please donate to Haven Humane Society. Thank you.
Hey, Mom, thanks for breakfast.
Yeah, honey, my cholesterol thanks you. Hey, do you need help here with the dishes? Because the game's on. And
No, you go ahead. You know me. I live for cleaning the kitchen, especially after cooking 2 pounds of bacon.
I would have made him help.
Honey, did you say something?
No, I'm good.
It's me down here, your drain.
Okay.
I noticed you're about to dump all that bacon grease down into me, and I thought you should know that...
That I'm going crazy because my sink is talking to me?
Well, technically I'm your drain, and yeah, it's a little crazy, but drains have feelings too, you know. That's why, as tempting as it is, dumping kitchen grease down into me can clog me.
Good to know.
Yeah, one more thing. My cousin Toilet wants to remind you to quit tossing your baby wipes or dusting wipes down him. It can severely clog our sanitary sewers.
It's true. Improper disposal of household items can severely clog our sanitary sewers. If you have questions on the disposal of certain items, call 224-6068. This message has been funded by the Wastewater Division of Reading Municipal Utilities.
This alert is brought to you by Registration Express Group.
Well, folks, here we go. They're huddled up at the DMV, and it's another delay of game penalty. But what's this? B-75 is running out the door, and the whole team is following. They're heading to Registration Express Group at 1805 Hilltop, Suite 1, and they're in the door. The transaction is complete. Touchdown! If you're still in line at the DMV, break out and try something new. Registration Express Group. Fast, easy, and convenient. They issue official DMV registration tags and plates on site. Call today at 222-4700.
Looking for a home? If you are, North Valley Bank wants you to know that we're here to make your home buying process a simple one. We've got a variety of mortgage products to help you. In addition to conventional loans, we have qualified programs available that may allow up to 100% financing. We offer VA, FHA, USDA, and Home Path mortgage loans, and even programs for special properties that might not qualify for traditional financing. We're proud to announce we've extended our offer to waive the credit report fee on all pre-qualified home loan applications through December 31st. Learn more by visiting your local North Valley branch or home loan center today, or give us a call at 1-800-390-8054. Or visit us online at novb.com. We have lots of ways to simplify your home buying process. So make us your first choice when buying that new home. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
What's wrong with these kids today? Kids! Who can understand anything they say? Kids, they are disobedient.
Well, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Of course, all the music's from Bye Bye Birdie, which is going to be the U-Prep fall musical that's going to be starting soon. This portion of the show, however, though, is brought to you by Estate Granite and More, Mike Huber. with his team from Upstate Granite and more, from granite kitchens and bathroom makeovers to forever furniture, and, of course, the ultimate lucky smoker. Mike came in and redid our kitchen with his amazing ability to work in granite, and I can't say enough about him. An artist with just very, very reasonable prices. Give him a call, 241-7866, or check out their website, State Granite. Our guests today are from UPrep, and we're talking about their fall musical, Bye Bye Birdie, and the director, Romney Clement. Clements?
Yes.
Okay, where can people get tickets? When does it start?
Okay, our opening is November 8th. We run the 8th and 9th, that first weekend. On the 9th, we have two shows, a matinee and an evening show, and then the next weekend on the 15th and 16th, you can get tickets at the UPrep ASB office and also at the real estate group. Yes.
Okay, now, music.
Okay, well, we know that you had all talked about your favorite numbers. And is there a group number you all do?
No. Not those four specifically, no.
Or coming out, the opening number, where is everybody in the opening number?
None of these people, actually. The opening number is the telephone hour where they're all actually singing about Kim.
And the rest of
those
us
are like
adults.
Yeah.
Okay, so. Well, so when I say let everybody sing, should we do that?
Well, we can have, Romney? Like, Jobin can sing a little part of her song if you want.
All right. So, Jobin, let's hear what you're going to be singing in Bye Bye Birdie.
Sure. I'm going to be singing an excerpt from An English Teacher, which is the first song that I sing. It's, again, my character is Rosie, who's Albert's girlfriend, and I'm basically singing about my desire for Albert to go back to college and get his degree and become an English teacher. An English teacher is really someone. How proud I'd be if you had become one. Then we would have such a wonderful life. Then I would be Mrs. Peterson, Mrs. Albert Peterson, Mrs. Phi Beta Kappa Peterson, the English teacher's wife.
Oh, nice!
Thank you. Morning.
I mean, just beautiful pitch. Great intonation. I was watching, you know, that is amazing, like you said, 8 o'clock in the morning to be able to be present, you know, just wonderful. Wonderful, wonderful.
Thank
okay.
You.
Can we hear from somebody else? A one-liner from one of your songs. Our audience loves this. Okay. It inspires
Christian.
Our audience.
Well, Christian has, I think, one of the most best-known songs from the show.
I'd have to follow up Jobin.
Yeah, that's hard.
All right. I guess I'll do a verse from Put on a Happy Face.
Yeah.
Okay, that's the one you're talking about.
Yeah.
To give some backstory, I guess, Conrad is leaving New York to go to Sweet Apple, Ohio, and there is a certain despondent fan in the train station, so I'm trying to cheer her up. And so I sing at her, because that cheers people up. Gray skies are gonna clear up, put on a happy face, brush off the clouds and cheer up, put on a happy face. Take off the gloomy mask of tragedy. It's not your style. You look so good that you'll be glad you decided to smile. Pick out a pleasant outlook. Stick out that noble chin. Wipe off that full of doubt look. Slap on a happy grin. And spread sunshine all over the place. Just put on a happy face.
Okay. And that was Christian singing Put on a Happy Face. Okay, we just got a couple minutes left. So, Megan, roll in here real quick. And do you have, like, a 30-second bit that you can give?
How about something from One Boy?
Oh, okay. Ooh, that's a soprano. Okay.
Is that one too high for you this morning?
I could try it. All right, we'll see how this goes.
Okay,
so my boyfriend is pretty upset, and I'm trying to cheer him up and saying that he's the only one, and I'm not in love with Conrad Birdie, which I am. Okay, so, one boy, one special boy, one boy to go with, to talk with, and walk with, one boy, that's the way it should be, that's the way it should be. It's just a little tiny part.
Okay. And we've got, what, about a minute left here?
Yeah.
about a minute left. Hop in here, Josh. We'll let you take us out.
So this is Conrad's song that Albert wrote for him as he says goodbye to all his fans, and particularly Kim, as he goes up into the army. So,
oh, one last kiss. Oh, give me one last kiss. I never felt like this. No, never felt like this. You know I need your love. Oh, oh, oh. Oh, give me one last kiss.
Okay,
no,
it's worth
it. Oh, my God, chills. Oh, I'm swooning. I'm swooning.
Hey, we've been here with the cast from, or part of the cast from UPrep for their fall musical Bye Bye Birdie director. With the director, Romney Clements. You know, it sounds like a good time. Get your tickets. Give UPrep a call. Great job, guys.
Yes, thank you for having us.
Oh, you know what? We're glad to. And we'll be right back after the new, after the break with Dr. Bauer from MD Imaging. We'll be right back.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. A major contractor behind the Federal Insurance Exchange website told the government last month it did not have enough time to test its product. CGI Federal also told the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services in a memo it could not get access to the computer logs it would have pinpointed potential problems. Meanwhile, Health and Human Services Secretary Kathleen Sebelius grilled by House lawmakers today over the botched rollout of Obamacare.
Sebelius began with an apology but added,
even with the unacceptable problems with healthcare.gov, which we are committed to fixing, the Affordable Care Act, by any fair measure, is working for millions of Americans.
In a testy exchange with Tennessee's Marsha Blackburn, Sebelius accepted responsibility for the problems.
Who is the individual?
Michelle Snyder is the...
Michelle Snyder is the one responsible for this debacle.
Well, excuse me, Congresswoman. Michelle Snyder is not responsible for the debacle. Hold me accountable for the debacle.
Okay.
I'm responsible.
Democrats insist the health care law is working. Wally Hines, SRN News, Capitol Hill.
Also at SRNnews.com, Social Security benefits for nearly 58 million people will increase by 1.5% next year. The annual cost of living adjustment, or COLA, is based on a government measure of inflation that was released this morning. And as we learned from SRN's Jeremy House, consumer prices increased just slightly in September.
The Labor Department says the consumer price index rose a seasonally adjusted 0.2% last month, up from 0.1% in August. Higher gas, electricity, and other energy costs increased 0.8%, making up about half the overall increase. Over the past year, consumer prices have gone up just 1.2%. That's the smallest 12-month gain since April.
That's SRN's Jeremy House reporting. Excluding volatile food and energy costs, core prices rose just 0.1%. On Wall Street right now, the Dow's doing well, and early trading is up about 10 points. This is SRN News.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels, America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
Thursday, November 7th, Billy Graham preaches a message for the nation.
I've been praying that we might have a spiritual awakening.
My Hope America, presented in living rooms across the country, including yours. Invite friends and family who don't know Jesus to watch Billy Graham's message. Then share what Jesus has done in your own life and invite them to start a relationship with Him.
There's hope because there's God.
Go to myhopewithbillygraham.org today. myhopewithbillygraham.org.
Senator Rand Paul makes it official he will place a hold on the nomination of Janet Yellen to head up the Federal Reserve.
The Kentucky Republican senator says he'll hold up the nomination until he gets a vote on his bill to audit the Federal Reserve's policymaking process. In a letter to the Senate Majority Leader, Senator Paul officially announced the hold, which had been anticipated since last week. In his letter, the senator says his bill will bring transparency to the Fed. Janet Yellen was nominated earlier this month to take over as head of the Federal Reserve when current Chairman Ben Bernanke retires next year. Yellen must still undergo a confirmation hearing, but is widely expected to receive enough votes to be confirmed. Linda Kenyon, SRN News, Capitol Hill.
The Federal Reserve's latest interest rate setting session headlines today's economic events. Fed policymakers met last in mid-September, and then everybody expected them to start trimming their bond buying program and were surprised when they did not. Now they're expected to go ahead and extend the bond buying program yet again. This is SRN News. A stone monument of the Ten Commandments that had been vandalized last month across from the U.S. Supreme Court has been restored and rededicated. Offering a prayer was Reverend Harry Thomas, a board member of the group Faith in Action, where the ceremony was held.
Lord, may these visible words on this stone speak to lives that walk past here, speak to our leaders.
And that ceremony was held yesterday in front of the headquarters of Faith in Action, a Christian outreach ministry. In Los Altos, California, the Silicon Valley home where Apple founder Steve Jobs grew up and built some of his first machines is now on the city's list of historic properties. Los Altos city planner Zachary Dahl.
I think it's exciting for the community to know that a home like that exists here, and it's just giving us a chance to recognize and pay tribute to that new chapter of our history.
More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bodd. Good morning. 8:05 on the 30th of October. Phone lines here are 605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Hop into our chat room. And we'll, I tell you what, let's start off this morning with our Wells Fargo advisor, Carolyn Cooks. Good morning, Carolyn.
Good morning, Carl. Hi, Linda.
Good morning.
The Dow Jones is up 7.5 points, currently at 15,686. The S&P 500 is up a quarter at 1722, and the NASDAQ is up a point at 3,953. Active stocks today include Nokia, up 24 cents at $7.69, Facebook up 63 cents at $50.03, and stocks of local interest. Reading Bank of Commerce is up 5 cents at $5.50, PG&E up 28 cents at $42.37, and turning to the bond market, 30-year bonds are yielding 3.620, and the 10-year bond is yielding 2.498. Gold is up 10 cents at $13.55.60. Silver is up 51 cents at $23. And oil is down 99 cents at $97.25. That's the market for now. This is financial advisor Carolyn Cooks with the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Carolyn, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday from 710, 810, and 905 right here. Give them a call at 243-7561, 243-7561. They're studying what's happening in Wall Street. They know what's happening in Wall Street with all the changes, everything that's going on with everything in our country. Give them a call. They know what they're doing.
The weather, in case you're wondering, 42 degrees currently in the downtown studios. We have a sunny forecast with temperatures around 69 high today. Clear this evening with temperatures around 49. As we forecast into tomorrow, of course, it is a trick-or-treat for some of you. 77, a beautiful day, almost 80 tomorrow with clears around 51. Again, going into Friday with the high 70s and low 50s. The weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call for your winter needs, 365-3793.
You know, I'm not much of a joiner, but I have joined 8 million other people with my sleep number, which is 35. Because, you know, I have slept so much better since we have gotten our sleep number back.
And we have changed the numbers, because I know what you're supposed to do afterwards is you take the remote, and when you leave, you're supposed to put both sides up to 100. So I do that. I've been religious about that. And I realized that you slept 5 degrees lower last night than you usually do.
Well, you know, it was, sometimes that happens. Sometimes I feel like a 35. Sometimes I feel like a 30. A couple times I felt like my sleep number should be 50. that this is, but the Sleep Number bed is the only one that features a dual air technology, so that that you can have your Sleep Number on one side, and you sleep in a firmer mattress than I do.
I was at 45.
And when I rolled over last night to give you a little hug, I could tell the difference.
Oh, yes.
And so can Elk Killer, who sleeps on my side. So if you need a firmer mattress and your partner needs one that's a little bit softer, take a look at our Sleep Number beds. And just remember, the queen mattresses start at $699, and right now at all the Sleep Number stores, you can take advantage of a 36-month financing on their newest innovations. Sleep Number store in Reading, of course, is in the Target Shopping Center. Behind, if you look at over toward the McDonald's over there, it's behind that and that small mall, a small group of stores, four of them, but you'll see our Sleep Number store and the Vitamin Shop and a couple others. Go in there, give them a chance to show you what your Sleep Number is. 8 million other people are doing it. It's made in America, and it's got a guarantee. What can I say? Nothing gets better than that.
Absolutely. Coming up in the next segment, it's something you don't want to miss. We are very, very blessed to have Dr. Ava Bauer with us this morning, who is a radiologist and a specialist in breasts, reading precancerous and cancer in this new 3D technology. And we have so many people that we know. I don't know what it is. It's a swing of people that we know that have breast cancer. So we're going to talk about early detection and some of the scientific parts of what it is. And Dr. Ava Bauer, good morning.
Good morning.
And we're going to take a break on that, and we'll be right back with some great information. You're listening to KCNR 1460.
Often people say, once it's wrecked, it's never the same. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Is this true? Well, it depends on who repairs your vehicle. Some examples of our repairs that made vehicles better than new are a brand new 4x4 truck that pulled hard to the side. The dealer could do nothing because the frame did not match factory blueprints. A new sports car with steering pull. The dealer changed the alignment, then the tires, and then the tires and wheels. Nothing helped because the unibody was manufactured out of spec. A new pickup that sagged on one side. The dealer changed the springs, but that didn't change anything because the frame had a twist. A new luxury sedan with a 2-foot crack in the paint on the hood because the paint was too brittle. As you can see, we made these vehicles better than new. Imagine what our collision repair specialists can do for your car. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Everybody calls us. Summer, fall, winter, and spring, we've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Hey, football fans, Nate Abarea here. It's that time of the year. The helmets are strapped, the lights are on, and high school football is back on your radio. We'll be bringing you local gridiron action all season long with live game broadcasts from all around the North State. It's Friday Night Football right here on KCNR 1460, the pulse of Shasta County and Redding's new home for high school football.
Welcome back. Carl Lindebach, KCNR 1460, 12 after 8 here on the 30th of October, 41 degrees out there.
That is such a cool song.
You know, it's a couple of things are happening. We want to share with y'all is one is the 12th annual Power to Senior Soup Kitchen. It will be today from 4:30 to 8 o'clock. I'll be there at about, 4:30 to 5:30. To serve soup, and all the proceeds go to help the pay energy bills for seniors in need. But I tell you, these soups, if you've had anything ever to do with these, they are just outstanding. Come on down. It's $12. It's at the Veterans Hall on Yuba Street. It costs $12, but you get, eat all the soup you want. And it's a great cause. All the soups prepared, of course, by local chefs, fabulous raffle baskets, Enterprise High School is going to provide the entertainment, desserts, soup to go. You name it, they have it, but it's going to be great. Again, 4:30 to 8 o'clock today down on Veterans Hall on Yuba Street. Now, the second thing is War of the Worlds, the original radio play that caused Terror 75 years ago is celebrating its anniversary. Well, Wade Riggs got the rights to put this on. So we're going to have a live radio show coming from right here in the studios of KCNR and with a great group of actors. And they're going to reenact this whole radio show, War of the Worlds. We've already had people calling in saying that they wanted to know the times. They're having War of the Worlds parties. They're getting around the radios. They're going to, it's just going to be, I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
Get your soup to go.
Get your soup to go.
And then go listen to the show.
Get in front of your radio or your computer because we stream all this. And you can hear War of the Worlds starting at 8 o'clock tonight.
Very excited to have our guest with us. In the studio live today, Dr. Eva Bauer, who is a specialist in breast imaging from MD Imaging, who is a doctor of radiology. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Let's get a little bit hotter mic. There we go. Eva. Okay, so share with our listeners what you do.
Well, at MD Imaging, we do about 100 to 120 mammograms a day. And my job is either to read the mammograms or to read the problem mammograms, the ones that have an issue or either called back from the screenings or have a palpable lesion. Also to do the imaging-guided biopsies, which are very, specialized biopsies based on the imaging findings. And then we target things using ultrasound or mammograms to do the biopsies. And that's pretty much what I've done for 13 years almost every day. So
well, we talked a little bit about up front of when you had the Think Pink Day, and I've seen you in situations like, but I really felt your heart that day. I felt that you had, and I use this word a lot, and I really mean it because you know what I'm talking about when I say you've answered your calling. And you were inspired, went to medical school, and then how did you get into okay, I am going to be a radiology specializing in breast cancer or breast, imaging?
Well, it started with my mom. My mom was an OBGYN, and so I was exposed to women's issues growing up, just listening to her speak about different things, and she had a very big heart for that. She helped a lot of women in, in her day. And help them with all kinds of different issues. And so I was exposed to that. So I already had that in my heart to follow something to help women. And then as I went through my training, the night work in OBGYN kind of, I said, okay, I can't do that. So God guided me into radiology, and then it was just natural. I just knew I had to do mammography because it is saving lives, and it's so real to me in my everyday work that I just feel so fulfilled because I know I'm making a difference. And about 6 years ago, my mom was diagnosed with breast cancer, and I diagnosed her, and I biopsied her, and went through the whole treatment with her, and she had a mastectomy here locally. And now she's doing fine, thank God. But, I remember coming into the breast center just crying, and all my coworkers and techs, they were consoling me because I thought, I thought, because of how big her cancer was, I thought, that's it. I'm going to lose my mom.
Did she find, or did you together find it through self-examination, or was it through having a mammogram?
Well, it's kind of a complicated story because they were missionaries in Africa. They're both physicians, and they were working in Africa in Kenya. And she felt it about a year prior. And the kind of cancer she had is not well seen on mammograms. It was a lobular. It's a rarer form of cancer. But she did have a mammogram out there, and they did attempt to biopsy it in the year that she had felt it over time. And they didn't get it, I think. Mm-hmm. And so I was panicking, and I was trying to get her to come out here. And then finally, that she came out about a year later. And when I felt it, my heart just sank. Mm-hmm. I just panicked.
Yeah, I guess we forget sometimes that those, like yourself, your doctor, you're diagnosing us to think that, there's your family. I mean, that's gotta be even like a higher level. Several questions, that are coming in that I do want to talk to you about is, statistics. Why should we worry about breast cancer?
Well, the truth is that nobody wants to think about breast cancer. They want to think about positive things. But women should think about breast cancer because the statistics are very strong. There's one in eight women over the course of their lifetime will develop breast cancer. And it's the most common cause of cancer in women. About a third of cancers diagnosed in women every year are breast cancer. And it's the second most common cause of deaths from cancer other than lung cancer in women. And so that's why women should think about it. And, you know, the best defense is a strong offense. And that's how I feel. You know, if you are aware and you are doing, you know, you're using the tools that are out there available to you, I think that is the best thing you can do for yourself, for your family too, you know, because women are so busy taking care of others. They forget themselves.
Well, when we come back from our break, I want to ask you about men and the statistics with men. And then also there was a recent celebrity who ended up having a double mastectomy because of some kind of gene. Let's discuss that when we get back. And we have a lot, some misconceptions and other things like that. But this portion of the show is brought to you by
Mount Shasta Spring Water. They get their water, of course, from their own springs at the base of Mount Shasta. Give them a call at 1-800-922-6227 or visit their website, mountshastaspringwater.com. We'll be right back after these messages with Dr. Ava Bauer.
Cassidy's Auto Lube is a local business that's been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. For your next oil change, Cassidy's Auto Lube. They also do transmission flushes, cooling system service, and more. Where our trained service technicians are here Monday through Saturday to serve you. In Reading, you can find them on Parkview Avenue off Hartnell on the south side of the Raley's parking lot. And in Red Bluff on Antelope Boulevard next to Holiday Market. Cassidy's Auto Lube would love to add you to their growing list of happy customers. Ready for a change? Cassidy's Auto Lube for your next oil change.
With fall looming, it's time to think about controlling rain and wind damage. So when you need to dig it, level it, scrape it, fill it, till it, lift it, load it, move it, or anything else, and you need a tough, dependable tractor. Choose the most versatile tractor on the market, a Kubota tractor from your one-stop tractor shop, Team Power in Reading. Nothing beats the tough dependability of a Kubota. Built with Kubota standards of quality, versatility, and dependability. Powered by Kubota's legendary diesel engine. Matched with quality attachments by Land Pride, the leader in landscape and agri-maintenance equipment, all available to make your tough jobs a whole lot easier. So whether you're digging post holes or preparing for erosion control, call Team Power for all your tractor and attachment needs and keep your equipment running smooth and efficient with Kubota tractors and Land Pride attachments. Whether for sales, parts, or service, it's Team Power on Twin View Boulevard next to Phil's Propeller. Team Power, your locally owned and authorized Kubota and Land Pride parts, sales, and service dealer. Your one-stop tractor shop. 226-9226.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar.
Join me, Paul Preston, Monday through Fridays from 10 a.m. to noon for Agenda 21 Radio, right here on KCNR 1460 AM. And visit our website at agenda21radio.com.
Looking for a home? If you are, North Valley Bank wants you to know that we're here to make your home buying process a simple one. We've got a variety of mortgage products to help you. In addition to conventional loans, we have qualified programs available that may allow up to 100% financing. We offer VA, FHA, USDA, and HomePath mortgage loans, and even programs for special properties that might not qualify for traditional financing. We're proud to announce we've extended our offer to waive the credit report fee on all pre-qualified home loan applications through December 31st. Learn more by visiting your local North Valley branch or home loan center today, or give us a call at 1-800-390-8054. Or visit us online at NOVB.com. We have lots of ways to simplify your home buying process. So make us your first choice when buying that new home. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460. It's 8:22 in the morning. How are you this morning? Currently 42 degrees in the downtown studios. And this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends at Alliance Heating and Air.
7 days a week, 24 hours a day, 41 degrees. It's not going to get any warmer at night. So you need to have somebody from Alliance Heating and Air, Martin and his people. Come on down. Take a look at your heating system. They just do an outstanding job. I can't say enough about them and the professionalism that they bring to every job. They offer every type of equipment up there. Anything that you need for your heating and cooling system, they can do at Alliance Heating and Air. Give them a call, 221-2642, or check out their website, homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air.
Our guest this morning is Dr. Eva Bauer, who is a radiologist from MD Imaging. And, you know, I know we talked about it. I'm going to get to those questions in a minute, but I want to share with our listeners that, you know, you do have 3D, a brand new, in more in-depth way of detecting early breast cancer.
That's correct. It's our newest tool. We started it in July, and it's an added tool to your regular mammogram, so it's not replacing the regular mammogram. And it gives us 1 millimeter slices through the breast tissue, which allows detection of smaller and more obscure lesions, and especially is helpful in dense breast tissue, which is one of those risk factors that we all know has been very publicized lately. And it really slows down my reading, but actually I feel like I'm doing a better job reading because I can see more through the breast. And it is really an amazing tool. At first I was a little skeptical about it, but now having used it these months, I'm a complete believer. I have a whole file of little cases that I found just on the 3D that I wouldn't have otherwise, you know, picked up.
So that's wonderful. We did have a question from somebody earlier, a listener who had said, does it cost more to have a 3D, and, you know, what are the benefits of doing a 3D rather than just the regular mammogram?
Well, the early statistics that have come out of the study and all the scientific studies out there are saying that you can detect up to 40% more, which is high. You know, that's a high number. And also it decreases your callback rate. You know, the statistics are between 15% and 30%, so it's still not really established. But the truth is it is operator dependent, and that's another thing I wanted to mention. Really, they have found that radiologists that are specialized in breast and high volume centers do read more accurately and better. And so that's another thing I wanted the listeners to understand, is that experience does matter in reading mammograms, and so you really want to go to a higher volume center and that. And then the cost, MD Imaging was offering it free, but patients were getting charged on their deductibles, and I think that was a little bit of an issue for a while, and we're trying to work through that right now with the insurance companies. But insurance companies currently are not really reimbursing for it. We've been offering it free so far to with every mammogram at MD Imaging. But we're kind of working through some of the variations right now.
Okay, so, but your intentions at MD Imaging is that just come on and get the 3D.
Yes.
Okay, so I think that that's pretty noble that you're saying just get in and let's get the best that we can, because what we don't want to do is have insurance say we're not covering it, so you can't come in and get the deluxe.
Yes, exactly. Well, I think that every woman should be able to have this because it's available. I mean, it is available, and it does make a difference. So every woman should be entitled to that.
Well, before we go into our 7:30 news hour, I would like to find out, our 8:30, Dr. Eva Bauer is our guest, if you're just tuning in. And we were talking about cancer statistics in our year 2013. What's happening with the men? Because I know, you know, let's just face facts. You know, we got good old boys out there. My dad's a good old boy. Carl's a good old boy. I mean, why would
Bob's
a man...
Bob's a good old boy.
Yeah, we have good, and you know what I mean by that. It's just like, oh, that doesn't have anything to do with me. Well, what's happening with the men in the statistics? I mean, hormones change.
Yes, hormones change with age, and we do see breast cancer in men. Very rare. I see probably one a year, maybe. The problem with men is that they don't get screened, obviously, and they don't get screened, and they're good old boys, like you said.
I was screening myself then.
Yeah, we don't need to see. Yeah, this is not a visual you want to even know about. Anyway, go ahead.
And so the last gentleman I had was watching Dr. Oz, and he said, I was watching Dr. Oz, and suddenly Dr. Oz said, this is what you look in your nipple, and he goes, oh, I got that, you know, and then that's what brought him in. So a lot of times men, as with other health things in men, as you know, they don't want to go to the doctors, they don't want to get checked, you know, so that's the issue. So frequently the cancers that we do find in men are more advanced, and so, you know, than in women, because of the lack of screening and then the whole waiting and the whole not paying attention. And so that's the issue with men, is basically it does occur in men, extremely rare. But if you have any changes, especially around your nipple, it usually occurs right behind the nipple in men. And, you know, if you have any especially hardening or something like that, you need to come get checked out. And we do, you know, several mammograms on men during the day, every day, actually.
Wow. Okay. So that's good to hear. Go ahead.
I was in and out of here because we had other people walking through the studio here. More cancer, I guess, as we live longer, the chances of, you know, of getting cancer gets a lot better.
Yes. Basically, aging is a risk factor for cancer. Any kind of cancer, but breast cancer is, I mean, with women, most of the cancers we find are in the 60s and 70s. So with aging, testosterone levels fall in men, and they can, and so yes, to answer your question, yes, aging is a factor in all kinds of cancers.
Is the, does genetics play a big part or a smaller part? In other words, if somebody in your family, your immediate family, your parents have had cancer, does your chance go up or does it skip or what?
No, there is a genetic connection. With breast cancer specifically, in women, if you have a first degree relative, that is a risk factor, for breast cancer. But if you think about it, you know, we talk a lot about genetics, but actually most women that get breast cancer don't have a family history, 85%. And I think that's one of those misconceptions I wanted to talk about because, yeah. People think, well, nobody's my family has breast cancer, so I'm not going to get it. And the truth is only 5% of women that get breast cancer have a family history, you know, is a genetic factor linking them. It's 5%. And the BRCA gene, as we talk with Angelina Jolie,
right.
That's only less than 2% of women. So we're talking about a very, very tiny subgroup of women. But we talk a lot about that. I think the more important, the really important message is go out and get your yearly mammograms after the age of 40.
I think a lot, because we're going to take a break, and I'm curious to know, without really putting you on the spot, is just how you feel about, because somebody's mother had a situation, do you go and start hacking? Do you have your breast removed? Because I don't know. I think a lot of people are in shock about that. And I'm just curious, was that radical? Or is that just like common practice these days? We'll be right back. I'm dying to hear what Dr. Ava Bauer has to say about that. KCNR 1460.
Outside the wire, the fringe, the conspiracies, the possibilities. Stories you won't hear in the regular media. UFOs, Bigfoot, Lemurians, Planet X. Geoengineering, things that are outside the mainstream and outside the wire. You never know what we'll talk about next. Find out Friday when Carl Bott goes outside the wire. Friday, 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460, community radio for the North State.
When it comes to TV, we have one simple question. If you can't see the difference, why pay the difference? Switch to Dish for the best value in entertainment. Not only will you find the same channels you know and love for less, Dish sweetens the deal with free HD for life and premium movie channels free for 3 months, including Blockbuster at Home. You can also save a bundle when you combine DishNet high-speed internet with your TV service. And of course, Dish is home to the award-winning technology like the Hopper and Dish Anywhere. Why would you ever pay more for TV? Switch to Dish and see where the real value is. Free HD for life, premium channels free for 3 months, scores of movies with Blockbuster at Home, plus extra savings when you bundle with DishNet high-speed internet service. The same channels simply cost less with Dish. Visit B&T Satellite, your local Dish authorized retailer, or call Big Doug. That's 244-3684.
Limited time offer, 24-month agreement, and credit qualification required. Cancellation fee, auto pay and paperless billing, and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
Feel tired, run down, or in pain? You don't have to live this way. Maybe we can help. Hi, I'm Dr. Trudy Pratt. For 18 years, I've had a chiropractic and nutrition practice on Court Street in Reading. Our customized program of body work and nutrition can give you renewed energy, a stronger immune system, and a healthier outlook on life. Call us at 244-7873. It's your health. You deserve it. The number again is 244-7873.
$2.25. For most of us, it's a price of a hamburger or just some spare change. But do you know what it can really do? $2.25 provides a complete Thanksgiving meal to someone who is overwhelmed and sees everyday life as a struggle. It's not just hunger that brings people to the Good News Rescue Mission. Job loss, no money, mothers that need to feed their children, loneliness, addiction, or just hopeless feeling during the holidays that no one cares.
This is Cesar Partida, and for the last
last 49 years, everyone who comes through our doors is greeted with a warm welcome and an opportunity for a new start. Your support helps open doors for a brighter future. The Good News Rescue Mission not only provides food and shelter, but also has an academic and job training center, resource center, and work search program and recovery programs. To donate online, go to gnrm.org for Good News Rescue Mission. That's gnrm.org to help someone today or refer someone in need. Remember, no one should go hungry at Thanksgiving.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and DeBott, good morning. 41 degrees out there. 8:33 in the morning, 605-4567 is our phone number. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. What can I say? Take a step back in time. Great haircuts, great prices, discounts for seniors and veterans. Man's last stronghold. They do a lot for our community at Cypress Square Barbershop. Stop on down. You're going to have a great time. Not only get a great haircut, but just enjoy yourself. Our guest today is Dr. Eva Bauer from MD Imaging, and she's a radiologist with a specialization, I guess you could say, in breast imaging. And we've been talking about breast cancer. It's Breast Cancer Awareness Month. This is the last month of that. I think next month it's lung cancer.
Is number one killer of cancer, and then to breast cancer is number two. Yeah.
For women. When we left, we were talking about the gene, you know, is the genes in for a woman that, it's only, 5%?
Or less genetically.
Mm-hmm. And then we talked about, one of our Hollywood stars, Angelina Jolie.
BRCA gene was something that her mother had, and so she felt, I guess, evidently, according to the reports, that she needed to have both of her breasts removed. Mm-hmm. And I think it shocked the world, like, wow, was that necessary? Is it radical? Or why are women doing that?
Well, just to remind women, that is extremely rare. The BRCA gene is extremely rare. It's 1 to 2%. I mean, women will get tested for it if they have a first-degree relative. But again, most of the time the test is negative. So, yes, she had the BRCA gene, and she made the right choice for her. That is an option for women with that gene. Like I said, very, very tiny percentage. Now, there are other options, which I think, I know there's quite a population in the Bay Area of women with the BRCA gene, and they get yearly MRIs. And then MRIs are the best at detecting breast cancer. They're, you know, 98% plus, you know, they will find cancer. So at the first sign of breast cancer, then they make decisions regarding, because not every woman with BRCA positive will get breast cancer. So the decision she made was right for her. But it might not be right for every woman. And I think that the fact that she drew attention to breast cancer is good, because women need to know about that. But how many women are going to be in her situation is extremely a small, small percentage. So I think that's what we need to remember about that, is that it's extremely rare to have the BRCA gene. And then to make that decision, there are other options as well.
All right. So what would you say are you may have said this before, but I think for our listeners that are in and out of cars and on, you know, going on the way to work, how accurate are mammograms and 3D mammograms?
Okay, so mammograms are the best tool we have available for mass screening. If you take 100 women and you put them in the give them 100 women with breast cancer, 80 of those breast cancers will be found on mammography. And most breast cancers that we find on mammography are not palpable. They're not clinically apparent. They're found years before that you would feel a lump. And I think that's the key. That's another one of those misconceptions I wanted to emphasize, is that mammograms will find cancer years before you will feel it or your clinician will feel it. And, you know, we talked about early detection, what that means. Early detection is very important because it saves lives. Detected when the cancer is still in the breast, the survival is greater than 98%. That's pretty much a cure, the 5-year survival. And if it's detected once it's left the breast, either to the lymph nodes or elsewhere, then the survival drops to 75%. And so that's the whole thing about the early detection. That's very important. Like I said, a best defense is a great offense. So do those yearly mammograms.
And I'd like to share with our listeners, men and women, that you can go in, once you schedule your appointment, you can go in and get in and out in less than 20 minutes.
Absolutely.
It's pretty amazing. You know, I thought about that. The dentist, you know, how long it takes. Okay. Well, you go in, and from the time you walk in, I have to say the staff at MD Imaging is great. Smiles. How you doing? What can we do? And I think for some people, it's very nerve wracking. And you put on a nice clean gown, you know, all the different stations that you go through to actual having your breasts examined in the machine. The gal that does that is just cheerful and lovely. And, it's not as painful as people think. You have to realize you're going for an x-ray. So you have to put your breast tissue on, like kind of on a plate. So there's that whole, yes, you have to be touched and moved. But other than that, if you realize this is scientific, I need to do this for prevention. I want to know what's going on with my body. The best, I just get my hands off to MD. So then afterwards.
This is what some people may not like to do this, but breast cancer, if found early, can be cured.
Absolutely.
There's certain kinds of cancer. If you find them early, they can be cured. But you need to have the test, colonoscopies. Mm-hmm. Cervical cancer, cervical cancer test. But all of these are, they're a little bit painful or they're a little bit embarrassing, but it may not be painful, but they're at least, you're kind of just getting to do it, but saves lives.
Saves lives. And you know what? I think a lot of women are either too busy or in denial or I'm not really sure or scared that they can't afford it or insurance won't pay for it. Insurance pays for it. And there are so many programs available for women who don't have insurance or don't have the means financially. There should be no woman that should use any kind of one of those financial excuses mm-hmm. or other excuses, too busy, don't have time to not mm-hmm. come in. I mean, this really does save lives. I mean, just doing this 13 years, I see it every day. I see between 2 to 3 six cancers a day.
How many lives do you think you've saved? I mean the system like this. I mean, just that you said in 13 years. I mean, is it hundreds, thousands?
Thousands.
Okay, what I mean. When finding it and then, because it's not a death sentence. If you find it early, it's treatable and you can walk away from it and live a full life.
Absolutely. Well, statistically, to me, when I think about it, it's like other than stopping smoking, to prevent lung cancer, having yearly mammograms after the age of 40 is going to save your life. It really is, And the thing, a testament to that is my job every day, because most of the cancers that I see in the select population that does get their mammograms are tiny, early, and curable. And I see that every day. It's been a long time that I've seen an advanced cancer. We used to see more of those, but most of the ones I see are tiny and curable. And that is fulfilling for me in my everyday work because it just makes me feel like I'm making a difference.
Okay. We're going to take a break. When we come back, I like to ask, you said it, the small section of people you see. You mean a small section of people because it's just those are your hours, not your hours, but is it just a small section of people that are getting the testing?
That's exactly
That's
right.
What I thought you meant.
Yeah.
Because people say, well, I can't do it or I want to put it off, I can't afford it. And we need to talk a little bit about the programs out there that people can, that they fall under, say, well, I can't afford it. I don't have insurance. Well, that's okay. This program allows you to do that. We'll be right back. Carl and DeBott. Our guest, Dr. Ava Bauer, who is a radiologist at MD Imaging.
Visit our model home today in Clover Creek by Palomar Builders, providing the newest technology and energy efficiency, all with open, spacious floor plans. Amenities include granite slab countertops, decorative crown molding tile floors, stylish kitchens with large islands, amazing master bathrooms, and much more. All homes are built with quality, CertainTeed installation installed by Meeks Lumber and Hardware. Thermally efficient CertainTeed installation is non-corrosive, does not absorb moisture, and provides excellent acoustics. CertainTeed installation is also Green Guard certified, just another outstanding quality amenity you'll find in all the quality built homes in Clover Creek Village by Palomar, including walking trails within the Creek Preserve. With interest rates and prices comparable to that of an older home, contact Lori Stevens of Caldwell Banker CNC Properties for more information. Lori Stevens at 604-5559. Palomar Builders, continuing to provide quality built new homes in our community, now in Clover Creek Village.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, Smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maria Salas. Join me on the first and third Saturday for the Positively Healthy Show from 10 to 11 a.m. The Positively Healthy Show focuses on health, lifestyle, fitness, and so much more. We keep you up to date on the current events locally and globally. Tune in to find out how you can be positively healthy. That's the first and third Saturday of the month from 10 to 11 a.m. on KCNR 1460 a.m. and streaming KCNR1460.com for the Positively Healthy Show with me, Dr. Maria Salas.
Hi, this is Michael from Hokama Sewing and Vacuum Center. Now is your chance to get the performance and quality of a Rakar vacuum for as little as $199. But don't be fooled. These powerful vacuums do much more than save you money. A Rakar vacuum easily removes the deep down dirt that causes your carpet to wear prematurely. And with their quality construction, Rakar is good for the environment. Many of your neighbors will have added two or three vacuums to the landfill while your Rakar is still working hard. Hurry into Hokama Sewing and Vacuum Center, located at 2736 Pichelli Lane in Reading.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl in the bot. Good morning. 42 degrees out there, 8:45 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends at Reading Crown Motors. Yes! That's your neighbors giving you great deals for cars, trucks, SUVs, either new, previously owned. They will take great care of you. Not only that, but their service department is just outstanding. Stop by 555 Cypress Avenue or give them a call at 223-2177, your local Honda, Nissan, Lincoln, Dodge, Dodge Ram, and Ford dealership. Reading Crown Motors.
You know, Bob Belongi, can we just thank you? You always, you know, you've been with us since day one, and every now and then I just think about the bump music that you, you know, the energy that you put into being here. You just need to, you know that we so much appreciate you.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, I know that sometimes it's hard to remember that when I'm berating you for leaving microphones on or something like that. But, you know, I come in there every day and I give you a big hug and a little, you know, I kiss your ear, you know, and I have to admit you like
it. Oh, damn, now the secret's out.
Yeah, Brenda's going to be upset.
Moving right along, our guest this morning is Dr. Ava Bauer, and we've been talking about MD imaging and the new 3D breast imaging. Dr. Bauer is the radiologist that read mine. And I really can't encourage people enough to go and get your mammogram and do the 3D. And it's a great organization, and it's painless, and it's quick, and at least you can rest afterwards. It's kind of like, oh, my car has passed. It's a smog test.
Yes, correct. I mean, it's like the best gift you can give yourself and your family every year. And I encourage women to think of it as something positive. I mean, it is a positive, and it's a good relief. It's like a relief in your mind. You know, make it a date with your girlfriends or a birthday thing or something. You know, that's what I do. I do it on my birthday so that I remember every year. It's like, oh, okay, I need to do this, you know. Uh-huh. And so, I mean, that's what I think of it. This is a positive thing. And, you know, the women, we were talking about the women that work there, they are so dedicated. I mean, I think it selects, a breast center like ours selects for people that do have heart.
Mm-hmm.
And some of them have had personal experiences with breast cancer, and you can just tell. You can just tell that mm-hmm. that somebody who doesn't have that just doesn't stay in a place like ours.
You know, one of the things when you talked about was not being able to afford it, and we talked about this during the break, is if somebody doesn't have their insurance, and a lot of people don't because they've lost jobs or they've changed or because of the new plans, they've lost the their insurance, and they can't, it was not going to kick in until January 1st and all this other stuff. If they call you, you have numbers on your website there, or if they call in, that you can give them referrals to people or to organizations that will pay for this.
Well, we have a wonderful, you know, community here that is very supportive of that, you know, seeing the benefits of it. There's a program called Every Woman Counts, which is amazing, and we have patients coming through that program, quite a few patients actually. And then, you know, there's the Seroptimist, which is an amazing, local organization that, that is very, very, amazing in supporting women in this cause. And, you know, in, let me just phrase it this way. No woman should go, should use insurance or finances as an excuse to not have this
done.
There's
always a workaround.
That's right. There's a workaround. Where there's a will, there's a way. I always tell my kids that. You know,
good.
That is, it can save your life, particularly, my God, if you're feeling something in your breast. I mean, even though most lumps are not cancerous, you know, there are other things, but if it's hard and if it's firm and if you're feeling something, don't wait. Come in, get checked out, get a mammogram. Let us work it up, you know. And the other thing is we have other tools. It's not just mammograms, because people with dense breasts, you know, sometimes they can say the lesions cannot be seen well or something like that. We use ultrasound. We go the other steps. We do all the steps we need to make sure, you know. And sometimes I'll even biopsy. If it doesn't feel right to me and I don't see much on the mammogram ultrasound, I'll just proceed with the biopsy. And several, I've found several cancers that way. Usually they're odd cancers. They're not the mainstream breast cancers, because, you know, cancer has different, you know, it's a different beast. It morphs. It changes.
You know, one of the things too is that one of the things we also talked about and we kind of touched on earlier is that, sloth, and I hate to use that term, but I guess that's a good term, inactivity,
is a way,
it's a new smoking that can really have an impact on your health, including cancer.
Yeah. I mean, there's statistics that show physical inactivity is a risk factor for breast cancer. I mean, that's one of the risk factors, along with, you know, other things like postmenopausal weight gain and postmenopausal hormone replacement therapy. Oh my gosh, Linda, the look
on
your face.
Well, there I am. I mean, I fit right in that category. I'm doing a hormone replacement. Therapy. Mm-hmm. And also, you know, being 55, you know, the whole middle section, it changed, your body changes. Everything feels like, honey, this isn't 40 anymore. I mean, you try to get in shape and you can try to be in shape, but you're physically changing.
You are changing. And I'm not saying that no woman should take hormone replacement. I'm saying limit it. Limit it to the lowest dose you can. Limit it time-wise. You know, hopefully, you know, you can get through that period and then go off of it. Mm-hmm. And the other thing is, if you are on hormones, by God, get your mammograms. You know what I mean? Take care of those breasts, because that is important. And a lot of places won't even give you the prescription for the hormones unless you have a mammogram. A lot of physicians are that way. And some patients have come complaining that don't want to have the mammograms. And they're like, oh, my doctor won't give me the prescription for my hormones. Because it is a risk factor, particularly the combined hormones. The estrogen, progesterone combined hormones are a known risk factor.
And after an age, certain age, 60, you really got to be taking a look at that. I mean, is that has an impact too? I mean, the hormone therapy?
Well, breast cancer rises. Most common age is 60s and 70s, the numbers that we find.
Yeah.
And so, aging and that is a risk factor as you grow older with the hormone replacement. But I'm not saying don't do it. I'm saying you have to, if you have to do it and you need it, do your diligent breast care. That's what I'm saying. Cause I think
that is. You know what? And there's 100 reasons, good reasons it is to be a guy. This has got to be in there someplace. I mean, and I'm not trying to be facetious, but I mean, this is just something that you know, like we said, of such a small percentage of men even have to worry about.
Right. Well, the number one risk factor for breast cancer, being a woman.
Being a woman. Yes. Well, that's because, all right.
There you go.
Oh, we'll leave out on that one. We'll be right back, right after these messages. We have Dr. Ava Bauer with us, and, we're going to be talking, we're going to finish up this segment on where do you go to, how do you set it up, just kind of a final thoughts on breast cancer awareness. This is the last day of tomorrow's the last day of the month for breast cancer awareness month, which really should be every month,
right,
for all these. But we have, each month has a different cancer, which is unfortunate that we have to, you know, pay attention to. And I like to talk about, you know, when we talk about financing, it seems like breast cancer has got like the big public affairs. I mean, the football players are wearing pink shoes. You're wearing pink. Everybody wears pink. And then you've got other types of cancer that probably get little or none. And speaking of that, I think next month with lung cancer doesn't get as much research as possible.
Well, I think because of the statistics, you know, it is so common. It is so common and so preventable. And I think that's the message.
I think that's the thing. Okay, we'll be right back. Carl and DeBott, our guest, Dr. Ava Bauer from MD Imaging.
Hi folks, this is Andy Main with Shasta.com to tell you about our Game Changer program. Shasta.com brought us all high-speed internet, website hosting, and development services, and their great customer service has become a thing of legends in this part of the country. Heck, they helped take the twit out of Twitter and put a face on Facebook and made sense out of Google Analytics. Now they've figured out how to make money with your website, and they want a chance to tell you about it. They're calling it Making Your Website a Game Changer, and it's about helping your website increase business. Some people are making thousands of dollars a day online, and we think your website should be doing the same. Making Your Website a Game Changer is using the internet to help you find customers online and do more business. It includes getting your website to the top of the search engines and making sure that when people visit your website, they actually stick around for a while and get to know you. Call us today at 224-6866 or just Google Shasta.com and Game Changer. This is Andy Main, and don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
This is your pipe talking. Don't put that baby wipe down the toilet. Didn't you know that disposable doesn't always mean flushable? Cleaning wipes and baby wipes do not dissolve and get stuck in poor old sewer pipes like me. And I get backed up. Please, throw used wipes in the trash so I can continue to breathe and not clog your sewer pumping equipment. You know the cost to hire a plumber to unclog me typically ranges from $75 to $350? And that doesn't include the time it takes you to clean up the sewage that may have backed up. So pass the word on to everyone who cleans your home or business, too.
Be kind to your plumbing, and remember, wipes clog pipes. Throw used wipes in the trash. In addition to wipes, kitchen grease, kitty litter, plastic, and latex items can all clog pipes and should be bagged or contained and placed in the trash. A public education project by Reading Municipal Utilities. For questions or more details, call 224-6068.
He lived in San Francisco and towed his boat to Shasta Lake for a week of vacation. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. He said, the truck has a hard pull to the left. The dealer inspected it six times but could not correct the problem. He told me, while at the campground, a fellow camper mentioned Coachmaster. He thought, what would a body shop in Redding know that isn't known in San Francisco? Well, I decided to find out. Can you fix my truck, he asked. I told him I have seen this problem and corrected it several times before. The manufacturer made one steering part non-adjustable. It is heavy duty and probably the idea was to be set for life. We have developed a procedure that solves this problem by correcting the angles to achieve an ideal alignment. He left the truck for the day. At the end of the day, I asked him to test drive the truck. He came back into the office with a big smile on his face, as I knew he would. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't back
down. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl in the barn. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends down at Orchard Nutrition. I mean, in-store deli, the largest selection of natural foods and supplements. And we're talking health here. And they are the North Stage Nutrition Experts. Raw foods, organic foods, you know, taking care of yourself. And they have classes now at Orchard Nutrition on health and diet and, you know, and food and, you know, the supplements, all these. They're having regular classes at Orchard Nutrition that are just outstanding classes to help you live healthier. Give them a call at 244-9141 or just stop in the store and they're in the Cypress Square Shopping Center right behind that on Locust Street. And I promise you, you're going to find some people that really want to help you and give you great advice. Orchard Nutrition. Tomorrow, I am going to be on remote tomorrow now. I said today I was wrong. So we're going to be out at Out West Furniture there on Eureka. And we're going to be filling a bag, feed a family for one safe place. So bring your canned goods down. Bring your boxes of prepared foods. We'll take them. Also joining me will be Jake Ryan, and we're going to talk emergency preparedness. We've watched so many things lately going on, and are you ready for a three-day emergency? How about a 30-day emergency? Well, Jake and I are going to be talking about that tomorrow for about an hour and a half. So I think you're going to enjoy the show. We're going to be talking about that in the state of our economy all tomorrow morning.
Let's not forget today also, as we close out with our guests, we would like to remind you that at 4:30 at the Veterans Hall, we will be there today serving soup, for the, It's a senior program. The fund's $12 a ticket, to go towards, helping seniors who are in a tight bind to help, keep their utilities on. So that's always called the soup kitchen, and we love that. Later on our show tonight on KCNR 1460, 8 p.m., we're doing War of the Worlds with a live reenactment, actors and everything right here. Sound effects is going to be just fabulous. Let's close with our Dr. Ava Bauer. We're talking about, we've got just a few minutes here to talk about one of the things that you said if you want to drive home is that your self breast examination is one thing, but it is not going to find what you find with a mammogram.
That's correct. And I think, yesterday I pulled all the women that I was talking to at work, you know, all the, my patients, and I said, what should I mention? You know, what are the things that you don't, you know, you didn't remember? And so one of the things is that exactly. I didn't realize that mammograms could find things before I can feel them. And they do. They find them years. They find cancers in the breast years before you can feel them in a clinical exam. We see the earliest signs of it on the mammograms. The other thing is the family history. You know, I have no family history, so I'm not going to get breast cancer. That's not true. 85% of the breast cancers that are found are in women who don't have a family history. So that is not an excuse not to take care of your breast tissue. Every woman is at risk for breast cancer, and that risk increases with age. And so the best protection is to detect it as early as possible and to treat it appropriately. And that's kind of the message I want to send. Take ownership of your health. You know, nobody else is going to take care of your health but you. You're the only one that has control over that as a woman. And know your risk, you know, evaluate your risk factors, know you're normal. Use the available tools available, such as mammography, and remember healthy lifestyle for prevention.
Thank you, Dr. Ava Bauer from MD Imaging.
There.
You are a good girl. We really appreciate you, and thanks for all your service.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks for having me.
You bet. Thanks, honey, for a great show today.
We'll see you here tonight at 8 p.m.
Right. 8 p.m., War of the Worlds. It's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
From dragging me down.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. She's not resigning, as some Republicans have demanded, but HHS Secretary Kathleen Sebelius is accepting responsibility for the troubled rollout of Obamacare, described as a debacle by some, including Sebelius. She's on the hot seat today at a hearing on Capitol Hill.
Kathleen Sebelius called the website a miserably frustrating experience.
I am as frustrated and angry as anyone.
Tennessee's Marsha Blackburn asked about the president's repeated promise that those who like their health plans can keep them.
What do you say to the 300,000 people in Florida you just mentioned, or to the 28,000 in Tennessee that cannot get health insurance? Their plans are terminated. Is he keeping his promise to them?
Well, first of all, Congresswoman, they can get health insurance.
Sebelius argued that consumers now qualify for better plans than they had. Wally Hines, SRN News, Capitol Hill.
And President Obama travels to the home of Romney Care today. He'll be in Boston appealing for